Really going on out there, y'all? How y'all doing today? As you can see, it's Monday, and Monday, anything happens, right? Good Lord. First thing on Skype wouldn't let me on, then Blog Talk wouldn't let me on. I don't know what's really going on. It's one of those days, I guess, huh? So how y'all doing out there? How y'all feeling? Hope y'all feeling pretty good. I'm feeling okay. You know, I'm not in a super, super happy mood, but I'm okay. Feeling a little, maybe it's all this old crazy weather we got going on. But anyway, we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. All right, today is Monday, y'all. And y'all know what that means, Soapbox Monday, where y'all control the conversation. And I'm just here making it happen, that's all. I'm just here controlling the keyboard today. That's right. It is your show. Hey, that's right, it's your show. And you can do whatever you want to do. That's right. You can do whatever you want to do. I know. I know my regulars, they probably like, man, there he go again with that bull jive. Well, you know what? It wasn't on me this time, y'all. It was Blog Talk and Skype. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. It's one of those days. It's one of those days. But anyway, now that we have that all out of the way, hey, so how was y'all weekend? I know mine was interesting, in between the rain showers and just chilling, you know what I mean? And you know, sometimes it's just the little things that happen during the weekend, you know, that catch up on Monday. Like old dumb Chad Johnson. What's wrong with Chad Johnson, y'all? What is wrong with Chad Johnson? He done played all them years of football, but yet he can't stay out of trouble. He want to beat up somebody. Then he in court, and what he do in court? He slapped his lawyer on the backside. Duh, you already in there for assault, you dummy. So what choice do you leave? What choice do you really leave the judge? but to put your behind in jail for 30 days. I'm telling you, man. You know, we do some of the weirdest things, and we want everybody to be accept us, right? Now, what NFL team want to really bother you, Chad, if you're going to continue to do dumb things like that? I'm just saying. It's just my mind going crazy, maybe. It could be, but it'd be all right. I'd be all right, child. I'd be all right. Lord have mercy. I'm trying to get my temper down right now. Yeah, I'm trying to get the temper down because they, you know, Blog Talk tried me today. They really did. They tried me. And you know what? Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all know they got me rocking right now. Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyway. So, y'all, look. Y'all know how it goes around here. We do a lot of things. We got the house rules. We got the song of the day. We got the quote of the day. It's Soapbox Monday. So, you know, I usually start it off, but I let y'all finish because y'all control what the conversation is today. Yeah, we may be a little late, but y'all know we always go over anyway. So, come on, give us a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Stop by the Facebook page. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. I'll be more than happy to hear from you either way. That's right. Either way, just call me. Come in. Let me hear what you're saying this Monday. I know some of y'all had a hard weekend. You know what I mean? Y'all had a heck of a weekend. So, you know what? It's okay, though. It's all right. We're going to get over this. We're going to get by this. Yes, we are. We are going to get through this. So one thing or another, I'm going to catch a special flight to see BTR. Oh, my goodness. All right, look. Here we go. The house rules. Y'all know what the house rules are, don't you? Huh? I'm going to tell you what the house rules are. Act like a dang adult. That's what the house rules are. I shouldn't have to tell you every day what you should do and how you should act when you call into the show. You should know by now. And if you know, just follow the rest of them. They'll get you right. I'm not going to keep repeating all that. I done told y'all. I'm not repeating everything over and over again. So, you know what? That's the house rules. Act like an adult. Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all joking. Y'all funny. Y'all are funny. I know. I had to get that out there. But you know what? Hey, I think this is what we need to do. Everybody need to get up right now and start join hands with your coworker or whoever and just start singing Kumbaya. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, my goodness. That is so funny. And I haven't been drinking. I haven't done anything. I think that's part of my problem. I ain't took my meds today, y'all. I'm feeling kind of antsy right now, so y'all better watch out. Y'all better watch out. Y'all out here acting crazy. I got you. Well, say, Lisa Migraine Channel saying new Xbox is going to be $500. I'll be pre-ordering it Friday. I'm crazy like that. You sure damn are. Because I ain't ordering no dang on Xbox. Better get a box and put an X on it. And get in it. You know how you used to be kids, get in it and cut a hole in it and make it do what you wanted to do. You ain't found no $500 on the game system. Are you kidding me? Wow. But you go ahead, my grand. You rolling like that. You rolling in the duckies like that. You gonna handle your business. Enjoying life. I see you out there. Thank you for joining us. Pete, girl, darling, I see you. What's going on? Yeah, I tell you, the ride or die right there. That's ride or die. Woo, Lord have mercy. All right, y'all. Now, we got all that, you know. If y'all missed the house rules, I'm going to tell you house rules again. Act like an adult. That's all I'm saying. That's right. Act like an adult. If you don't want to act like an adult, no problem. I'll treat you like a kid and kick you out. I know, boy. I'm telling you, man. I'm feeling a kind of special way today. I got that Ray Charles rock going. That's right, y'all. I'm still in Florida. At least for a couple of more days anyway, right? Yeah. All right. enough is enough. Let's talk about some things. The quote of the day. Y'all ready for the quote of the day? I think this is a real good one, and I want to know what y'all think about that. Here's the quote of the day. Work like you don't need money. Love like you've never been hurt. And dance like no one's watching. What y'all think about that quote right there? That's a hell of a quote, isn't it? To start a Monday off. You can't, boy, I tell you, you can't even get no better than that. On a Monday afternoon, that's a quote for you. You know what I mean? What can we say? What can we say? I'm going to say it one more time. Work like you don't need money. Love like you've never been hurt. And dance like no one's watching. Godly, man. Boy, I tell you. If we can all live by that little saying right there, boy, we'll be in such a better place. Wouldn't you agree? I think so. I think I'd agree. I'll go with that one. That's a pretty good dang on thing, though. That really is. Man, oh, man. We're going to have to, you know what? We're going to have to keep on going with that one. Now, that was the quote of the day, and the author is unknown, so I may take credit for that one. I like that one so good. That one was a good one, y'all. Now, here we are. We ready for the song of the day. And I'm telling you, man, I picked this song of the day, and it's a short one, but trust me, it's going to get you to bobbing, it's going to get you to feeling good, and everything's going to be all right. Trust me on this. I wouldn't lead you down the wrong road. Not yet, anyway. No, I would never do that. Refining Design, how you doing? Welcome to the show, darling. Glad you can meet us today. Once again, you listen to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the host, Mr. Talk. You want to join the conversation, 347-838-8622. All right, y'all. Without any further ado, here it is. The song that's going to get you up and moving. You're going to have some fun. You're going to be doing the dang on thing. And when you come back, you're going to be smiling, too. All right, y'all. You ready? Here it is. The song of the day.
Sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you.
All right, y'all. I want y'all to get up and start rocking a little bit. Yeah, I had to play it again, man, because that's a feel-good song right now. And the way I'm feeling, I need to feel a little better. So, yeah, come on, y'all. Get up and start rocking with me a little bit. That's right. I'm doing a little DJing today. Why not? It's Monday, right? Let's do our thing on Monday. Jay Works, I see you out there, boy. What's going on? I know, y'all. I'm just having me a good time now. Y'all can't tell the boy. I tell you, I'm having me a good time up in here. I need to get me a drink, but that's okay. I'm just kidding, man. I don't drink no nothing but moonshine anymore. Okay, I'm quit lying. I don't even know where to find no good moonshine. Y'all know what some good moonshine is? I probably would try it, man. I'm telling you. Ooh. Yeah. Look. I'm tell y'all the truth, man. I had to play that one more time. I'm gonna tell you why. Cause it's all I need to get by, and that is a great song. You know what I mean? That is a great, great song. And sometimes you have to remind yourself, there's some people you just need, you know? Not that because, you know, they just do things for you, just because they there. I know, I'm sound crazy. Don't listen to me, y'all. Yeah, you better listen to me sometime though. But anyway. You know what? And I tell you, that's a good song, man, because I went to, I'm here in Florida. So, you know, in Florida, we got the beaches, man. Well, of course, you call it beaches. We call them the beaches, but it's really the ocean. You know what I mean? It's the Atlantic Ocean. And, you know, yesterday I had time to go out there and sit on the sand, man. And you just look. It's amazing how serene it is. You can sit out there and you're just looking down the horizon and it looks like it's endless. The way the sky just blends in with the ocean and the water starts changing color as it gets deeper. Man, that's a beautiful sight. You know, and it's just amazing how if you sit there long enough, everything just becomes peaceful. You hear the white caps breaking, and it's just, oh, man, it's something beautiful to behold. I'm all right, y'all. Oh, Lord. Lisa Migraine say, what you got in Florida is way too many old people and way too many tourists. Well, you say what you want to, Migraine, but I know what I got in Florida is family, and that's all good with me. Now, so whatever you want to say about it, you do what you want to. Hey, I ain't kicking nothing wrong with Florida, all right? I say it's a good place to come and chill out. You know what I mean? That's all I got to say. And that's all I'm going to say. I done told y'all, man, the house rules today is act like an adult. I'm not even going to go out there and say any more about it. All right, Migraine. Migraine, you know what? You're probably one of the tourists. What you talking about? He said, been there twice, didn't like it either time. Well, depends on what part you went to, man. You know, you can't go to one place in a state and say you don't like it because of that one place. That's being very narrow-minded. Ooh, did I say that? I ain't sorry for saying that. Hey, I'm just telling you the way it is. You know what I mean? That's all I'm going to say. All right, now, so let's talk about some things, y'all. Ooh, Lord have mercy. You know, today, the Trayvon Martin case, they're supposed to be selecting the jury today. Now, you know, that's a very interesting case. Number one, it's been 16 months. 16 months. You know, I don't know where else in the world will hold somebody for 16 months. I mean, let's be honest with you. Let's look at the guy down there in Fort Hood. No, he'd been waiting so long, we don't forget how long he'd been there. Every time they mention him, like, dang, he's still here? You know, our justice system is just amazing. We give everybody the benefit of the doubt. It don't matter. Waste all our money just letting them sit there. And he getting paid. That's the bad part. Paid, y'all. I mean, he ain't getting paid no pennies either. You understand what I'm saying? He probably a millionaire just sitting there in prison. God dang it, that's a bad thing. But anyway, let's get back to Trayvon Martin jury selection. Let me ask y'all a thing. Do you think after 16 months, every time you turn around, you're hearing it in the news or what have you, there's a chance for a fair and unbiased trial? Let's alone talk about trial. Let's talk about jurors. You think there's anyone anywhere in the United States that you're going to find an unbiased juror? Do you really believe that? I can't say I can. I don't care how you put it. You know, it's just crazy. It really is. Let's see. Migraine say they should hang Zimmerman right outside the courthouse. It's inexcusable for someone to shoot an unarmed kid. Well, you know, they have this thing going on right now about whether he was unarmed or he was armed. Look, it's like this, and I'm going to tell you what my theory is, because y'all haven't heard my theories in a long time. I have a lot of theories on things. And this is how I see what happened. See, Zimmerman wanted to be Superman, okay? Now, as we know, Superman has his things that kind of weakens him, right? So he ran up on this young black kid. Now, thinking that he's going to intimidate this kid, he probably went and tried to, you know, manhandle him. But in the midst of manhandling, you know what happened? The tables got turned on him. So now, instead of him being the one trying to do the man, he was getting manhandled. Now he got the dang on save face because this little boy is beating his ass. Excuse my language. I'm sorry, y'all, for you religious folk out there. But, you know, Jesus wrote an ass. But anyway, so that's my theory on it. Now, who shot who? Look, I'm going to say he shouldn't have ran up there on that boy with no gun, no weapon anyway. He shouldn't have. He really shouldn't. I don't know what the heck he was thinking about. Now everybody, you know, and that started that Florida stand your ground crap. You know, now everybody want, like the boy down here, the guy down here, Jacksonville, shot the boy because the music was too loud. They're going to get in his car and go back down south where he live at. What kind of mess is that? And then he want to try and do this Florida stand your ground law. Are these folk losing their freaking minds? Huh? Why you know, some things, you know, like the old folk used to say, you pick your battles. Now, I don't know what made this knucklehead decide he just didn't like it in a gas station. The boy wasn't bothering him. He wasn't bothering him. But yet, man, you know, sometimes they try your patience. They really do. They really try your patience. Sometimes you just want to punch them in the head. To the white meat show. That's Bernie Mac. I got to give Bernie Mac his credit. But anyway, so needless to say, look, I don't think this trial is going to be really publicized, what have you, but I don't really think they're going to be able to find a juror or a jury that hasn't formed some type of opinion on one way or another of the way this trial is going to go. You know, and not only the jury, you know, the judge, you know, it's weird. But let them do what they're going to do. We're going to have to follow through and see what happens. You know, I wonder if it's going to be like another O.J. moment. What y'all think about it? Anything it may be another O.J. moment? I don't know. Sanford, Florida, y'all better look out, man. Y'all better go on and call the National Guard in now. Oops, did I say the National Guard? Oh, the police. Hold on, I see somebody with their hand raised up. So let me go on and bring them in the show today, because I don't want to talk no more. Hey, Joe, what's going on, man?
I'm glad you don't want to talk anymore. You need your ass kicked, boy.
Okay, wait a minute. See, you done messed up twice. All right, number one.
What?
You said I need my butt kicked. No, you said I need my ass kicked. That's number one. Number two, you used that right racist word. So for that,
oh,
I got
fuck
to,
that.
I
you
got
called
to
me the wrong other day. Did I say shit?
Uh-huh, see? See, and I told y'all. I don't know why they playing with me today. Y'all? I told you I ain't feeling good. Why he want to call here and say all that kind of stuff, huh? I don't watch Roots this weekend. I fight Joe today.
Fuck. You called me boy the other fucking day.
Joe, I ain't never called you no boy.
You called me boy yesterday. Friday.
See, I wasn't in here Friday, Joe. Half the show.
Well, then whoever took your place called me boy. Then was Thursday. And then it doesn't fucking matter. You call me boy. It doesn't even matter. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. When you call me that, it doesn't matter to me. And
Joe,
if I call you that,
Joe,
if it matters to you, then I'll stop.
Joe,
I'll stop.
Joe.
What?
Joe.
What?
You've been sucking on the goat's titties too much. Slow down.
Yeah, give me some titties sometime.
Anyway, man. Anyway, what's going on, man? How's your weekend?
Not bad. How about you?
Hey, it's what today is? Monday, isn't it? Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, but you're kind of late, though.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I was having issues with Blog Talk.
Oh,
I had to get,
fuck
I had
Blog
to,
Talk. This fucking
look,
platform's got
to
go.
Look, I had to get on, you know, get on the chat with the technical support and see what the problem was. So that's why I was late.
Oh, well, you're lucky you're on at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so what you think, Joe? Think they're going to be able to get a biased, unbiased jury?
I presume you're talking about Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
Let me see. Because that was down in Florida. It'll have to probably be taken out of Florida.
Well, they didn't say they're not moving it out of Florida. They're selecting jurors today.
All right.
Yeah, it's basically started now. They're not moving.
Well, I mean, look, both sides have, as far as I'm concerned, have good points, okay?
Uh-huh.
From the black side, it looked like another...
Wait. Stop. Now, see, let's try and do this the right way. From the defense side, it looks like what? And from the prosecutor side, it looks like what? Get off the black stuff today, man. Come on.
All right. Look. Hey, okay. Not a problem. Shit. I'm tired of black-white shit anyway. Every time I go on a show, it's black-white. So if you want to go from the defense's perspective, Trayvon was just walking. He had. He didn't have any weapons. He only had Skittles and something else. He went to an all-night store, not 7-Eleven, but one of the all-night stores, and he was minding his own business.
Right.
Okay. That's a pretty good posture to take from the defense.
Right.
From the prosecution side now, the guy, what's his name, Zimmerman, he was part of the patrol. They had... burglaries in that neighborhood, even though it was a gated community, something like 2 or 3 times in the last few months.
Right.
So they have a pretty good posture. They're going to say that Zimmerman was on guard because they had a pattern of people breaking into other people's homes.
Okay.
So he had a right to be in his car as part of the, I don't know what they call it, the watchdog group or something.
Okay, we're going to say neighborhood watch.
Neighborhood watch.
Okay.
For him to be on the lookout. Now, going back to the defense, they're going to say Zimmerman called in. The dispatcher told him, stay in your car. He didn't. Okay?
Right.
So,
No, go ahead.
So the defense is going to say he didn't stay in his car. He got out. Plus, he trailed Martin. Now, this is the part I don't think a lot of people know. And I'm not sure if the article that I read was accurate, but if it is, then what happened was Martin got walked into a dead-end street. So if he's up at a dead-end street and a car is following him, Martin has the right to find out what's going on. Now, he could have gone around Zimmerman. He could have gone through maybe some side street or go up through an alley. If an alley there was present. I don't know what the geography and the topography of that particular place is like. But
I said, go ahead. I said, right.
But even if there wasn't any kind of a so-called escape route, he might have the right, as a black person, okay, with a history of being shot in the street, with a history of being picked up by cops, with a history of not, you know, of having strangers following him and then doing harm to him, to turn around and say, why are you following me? Now, Zimmerman, I don't know if he was in the car when this happened or if Zimmerman got out. But now it's going to boil down to, did Martin attack him first or did Zimmerman attack him first? I happen to believe in that stand your ground law in Florida. But this wasn't the case of somebody trying to protect his house.
Okay.
You know, but I happen to believe in that law, though.
Okay, well, whether he's trying to protect his house, I mean, don't we have the right to protect our person?
Of course, but I don't know if stand your ground means just to protect your house or just to protect your body other than being around your house. I'm not sure if that applies. It may or may not. I'm not sure of it.
All right, well, let me bring Vernon in. I think Vernon wanted a piece of this also, see what Vernon got to say. All right, Vernon, what's going on, man? How's your weekend?
What's going on, gentlemen? I had a great weekend, man.
Hey, Vern.
Good.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting here looking at this bullshit, and I'm just sick of people trying to look for an excuse for what Zimmerman done. Because if you listen to the 911 call, The 911 dispatcher sit there and told him not to bother the guy. They had somebody on the way. If you listen to the 911 call.
Okay.
Did y'all listen to that?
Yeah. Okay.
Why if the dispatcher sit there and told him do not pursue the kid, do not pursue the suspect, the person, because we have officers on the way. Why would he still pursue the person even after they gave him orders not to do it?
Because I don't think it was not to pursue. I think it was to stay in the car.
They told him not to go toward him.
Well,
They told him not to go toward the suspect, toward the person. They had somebody on the way. And he did what the hell he wanted to do.
So, are you trying to say it's a possibility that Zimmerman was trying to be a hero or a superstar or something? Trying to make a name for himself, and he got reversed?
What I'm saying is Zimmerman probably was a guy that probably had a little something against black kids. A period, black people, probably period.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, that's just, anytime you shoot somebody that's unarmed, man, if he sit there and watched that kid that long, he knew exactly what that kid had in his hands, man.
So would you think it's maybe a possibility that this is not the first time Zimmerman had watched that kid walking down the street?
Probably not.
That's something I never heard of before.
Yeah,
probably
well,
not.
I'm saying, if he was neighborhood watch, no telling. I mean, all right, Joe, you need to fix that phone.
Yeah, I got the tape. You guys want to listen to it?
He got some issues, ain't he?
He got all that static going on.
I know, the static came back. I can't play it on the other phone. I only have to play. I have to play it on this phone. I have the tape.
Well, you know, that's the other thing. You know, it's a big issue about who was yelling for help on the
that
call.
That too. Yeah.
You know, I guess if you know them personally, you'll be able to tell. But just the Joe Blow public like us, I don't think we'd be able to tell who it is either.
Now, let me get back. Let me get the other phone, and then I'll come back and play the tape if you want it. Can you hold on a sec?
Sure, I can hold on
okay.
a second. I got a whole 3 hours. No, 2 hours. And some change. Anyway.
But seriously, if he had his mind set up, hey, I'm sick of these black kids coming over here and doing this and that there. You know, the next one I catch over here. If he had his mind, would have made up for something. I'm, and I'm not saying that he absolutely did. But for him to go ahead and to pursue that kid after you know the 911 dispatcher told him not to go toward him, to me it was something that he already had his mind made up to do. And if he was screaming for help, he was screaming for help so the 911 dispatcher would hear it and it would justify what he was doing.
Okay, I'm back. You know, it just dawned on me. You weren't here Friday either.
Who wasn't
here
Friday?
I was on here Friday.
Eric.
Yeah, I was here Friday. I just listened. I didn't chime in. I listened.
Joe, Eric, you were here Friday?
Joe, remember I had to leave for a hot minute, told you to take over the show till I got
back? Oh, yeah, well, that's different. But
yeah,
you were
Joe,
here.
Was, okay. Joe was in control.
Yeah,
I took over
yeah,
the pulpit.
Barely. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Now he say pulpit. Okay. I'm going to slide with that one, Joe.
Well, you're a preacher. Damn, shit.
Oh, see? You know what, Joe?
What,
see,
exactly?
You had
I'm
to go
used
there.
To it. Go ahead. Go
okay.
Ahead.
Okay. God dang it. I told him. I'm saying that word.
Hey,
I mean, what's wrong with Joe?
Joe told me not to call him Michael, but look like I'm going to have to, man.
I got the big M on my forehead. Everybody thinks I'm fucking Michael.
How about I just call him Joe Michael?
Yeah, Joe. You know, Mike got zapped again last
hey,
night
Michael.
At the other show.
Okay.
Mm.
But you know what, though? I guess the bottom line is, I think everybody's basically saying, you know, Zimmer, whatever the case was, Zimmer shouldn't have got out of that car, and he shouldn't have approached Mark. Well, you know.
Right.
Whether
I don't know. Wait, that's... Because here's another thing. Martin approached him while he was in the car. Then he took off. And then what's his name, Zimmerman went after him. My thing is, was Martin chased into a dead end? If he was, that's something the defense can take advantage of, because, look, anybody is chased into a dead end, especially when you have a car coming after you. If you're an innocent person, you're going to be scared. You're going to turn around. You're going to have a flight or fight type of neural reaction. I think either one of those reactions would be good. You follow me into a dead end, and I don't have anything on me, and I don't know who the fuck you are, I'm ready.
That is a valid point.
Okay, I mean, but it's still, okay, let's get something straight here. Where do security bother people if they haven't seen them do anything?
No, because...
Where is that legal?
Because if it's a neighborhood watch, I don't think anybody can be blamed for being on a neighborhood watch. I think people can be blamed for being overzealous. Now, if there were robberies, as it supposedly has happened, about two or three times in that neighborhood in the 4 or 5 months, anybody who's doing neighborhood watch would actually be on guard for anybody who's a stranger in that neighborhood. So at that point, I don't blame Zimmerman.
But was he a stranger?
Now, Cuz is making that point, but I don't. If he was seen by Zimmerman before, then he's not quite a stranger.
Thank you. I was going to say, didn't Trayvon Martin live in that neighborhood?
No, he didn't. He was visiting his father.
Okay, so if he was visiting his father, then that means he had probably been there in that neighborhood before.
Oh, yeah, he had, but that begs the question. Did Zimmerman ever see him before? Yeah.
Right, exactly, which means he probably had. Probably walking from the store before or whatever he was walking from. You know, I'm kind of tending to...
If he did, that makes a good point for the defense. That means then that it could be premeditated if he's seen him before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he has seen him before, yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. This is going to be an interesting case.
It's going to be a very...
I don't see what's interesting about it. Like I said, to me, it's all bullshit. But simple fact, I gained them, and Joe, I hate to put it like this, but I'm going to have to put it out there like this, man, because I done seen this happen too many times. If it had been the other way around, they wouldn't even hesitate to do no arrest, buddy.
I know.
And it was 16 months waiting on no trial either.
16 months is in the favor of, it could be probably in the favor of Zimmerman. Mm.
Well, they would like to think so, but that goes back to my original question. Do you think they are going to find a unbiased juror or person to put on the jury? I don't think that's going to happen.
It's going to be hard, but it depends upon the skill of the lawyers at the voir dire.
I think this shit has been fixed. It was the time taken in it was to fix it and try to give the black people a chance to kind of ease down from the anger just a little bit.
So is it possible we're looking at another O.J. Simpson type of thing?
Mm,
riot?
No.
I don't know about a riot, but,
O.J. was fucking lucky he had millions of dollars because a black guy killing a blonde woman.
I'm just putting it out there. Okay. All right. So we'll see. We'll follow the trial and we'll see. Because, you know, CNN going to have it on 24/7. So we'll find out exactly what's going on. We'll keep our eye on that one. All right. Moving right along. Dun, 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 dun. Rand Paul. Y'all know that man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who always wants to do something to somebody. Well, now he wants to bring a class action suit against the government for the PRISM scandal, information scandal. Yeah.
Sounds to me like you're against it, are you?
What? Here's my thing on that.
Mm-hmm.
I can see if Congress didn't know. But a lot of them cats voted to extend the article that the damn spying was done under. So how can he sue anybody if his fellow congressmen and representatives are voting to extend the thing.
He's suing on behalf of the American people. He's not suing on behalf of the government or of Verizon.
How can he sue for the American people when we elected to put them in office?
Because the American people, the people that we put in office, they're out of line. So so what he's trying to do is galvanize the American people so that if there's a class action suit, that there'll be an investigation of Congress as well as the people behind PRISM.
But shouldn't there have been an investigation of Congress years ago?
There should have been a fucking investigation of Congress one second after the Constitution was ratified.
I mean, really, let's be honest with this. So he thinks this one little thing right here is just going to blow up and everything's going to be fixed, right?
He's doing something. Well, who else is doing something? Nobody else in Congress is doing anything. All they're doing is smoking mirrors and big-ass fucking dog and pony show.
What they're doing is too busy fighting the president and trying to set themselves up for 2014 and 2016. Come on, Joe, let's call it what it is, man. Let's do that.
Yeah, but I mean, Rand Paul's doing something constructive. He's trying to get it into court so that the court will have the power to investigate.
And you really think the court is going to go against this?
They've been known to do it before.
Okay, right. I don't think that's going to happen right now, Joe.
Well, if we're that far into the grasp of corruption, then what should we do other than what I'd like to do, which I can't say on the air. Well, I can't say it on the air. I want the motherfuckers in Congress dead.
Okay.
I want them dead legally. I want that to be fucking fully expressed. I want them investigated for treason. I want them tried for treason. I want them found guilty of treason. And I want to pull the switch on the fuckers to legally kill them.
All right. But that's kind of deep, Joe.
All legal now. Then I don't want anybody accusing me of, somebody who's going to be a potential sniper.
Let's do like those guys in Utah want to do right now, just secede from the union again. You know, we always have that kind of talk coming up eventually. But somebody want to get away from the United States. They want to secede. I don't think they really think about that when they say it.
You know what? I thought about it at the beginning when I heard that Texas and I think another state, when they were thinking about secession, and I was thinking, I was thinking, cool, independence. But then I thought about it. If Texas succeeds, and they're not going to if they're smart, they're going to be surrounded by the rest of the United States. They're going to be like an independent land. It's going to be like, let's say an embassy in Russia.
Right.
And they're going to get fucked up because then they won't be able to travel.
Right.
If they leave Texas after they succeed, they'll be traveling onto foreign soil. And the United States government will have shutdowns of their airspace. They'll shut down the highways, and people in Texas will fucking starve, or a revolution will start.
Well, you know, I think there'll be a man. All right, Bernie, can you do something with that window?
My window. Oh, okay, my bad. That's not bad. That ain't my window, but I got my.
Okay.
I got my. I'm driving here.
Well, I can tell that much.
Did it feel bad?
No, it's good now. It's good.
Okay.
But, you know, Joe, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's like, you know, he's saying, no, let's do this. But his buddies, you know, some of them are defending it. You know, they're defending, say, yes, this is what we need. Of course, they're leaning back on that word terror and terrorism, those two words there. But, you know, they're defending, like, this is what we need, and it has saved so many lies and so many da-da-da-da-da-da, you know?
Who's they?
His buddies in Congress.
I don't
Number
even think
one,
he...
John McCain.
McCain?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck him. He's the first one I'd like to kill legally. Legally.
Hello?
Yeah, Vern.
Oh, I didn't know what happened. It got all quiet.
Well, I don't know. I guess when I mentioned kill, maybe that,
I think Blog Talk missed Mr. Talk a little bit now.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, fuck McCain. McCain's a fucking warmonger. He's a hypocrite. He's a liar. He's a piece of shit.
I had to take a little pause there. What are we talking about now?
We're talking about Trayvon Martin.
We off of Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, we got off Martin.
Yeah.
Eric was talking about Rand Paul's potential lawsuit. Eric doesn't like the idea that Rand Paul will have a potential lawsuit against Congress. I happen to like the idea.
I actually don't believe that Rand Paul has a leg to stand on, being there's something that went through Congress that was voted on.
Well, yeah, but that's why you have lawsuits, because even though you have legislation that's passed, people always have lawsuits all the time because they don't think that the legislation either makes sense or it conforms to the law. And they didn't conform to the law.
Okay.
Prison was a top secret undercover investigation of all Americans using Verizon's network. That was not supposed to happen.
Uh-huh.
So since it supposedly was against the law, a lawsuit, you know, if what can't be done, you can't trust Congress to police themselves, but a lawsuit might do something.
Okay. And who's going to be a part of this lawsuit?
Well, he wants a class action lawsuit. He wants everybody.
Well, my point exactly, is this going to be selective citizens?
No, everybody, no.
Everybody. Okay, so once again, who are they considering everybody?
Yeah, well, all the millions of people who are Verizon.
Yeah, right. So is he going to go into the low-income neighborhoods and make sure people sign up for this?
You don't have to, not in class action suit. All you have to do is have somebody petition the court, and then, out of some procedure, then you get everybody who is a member of that particular party.
Uh-huh.
And they're part of the lawsuit.
Oh, see, there you go. You hit the word then, that party, huh?
So, I'm not talking about Republican and Democrat party. I'm talking about a person of the party to the lawsuit, a person who is a party of the...
That's the way it's going to be taken.
Well, that's the way it should... No, it's not going to be taken like the party of the Democrat. No,
it
isn't.
I bet it will be. Eventually, somewhere down the line, it's going to break down to party lines.
No, it won't.
Okay, you don't think so?
No, not in the lawsuit, no. Public perception, yeah.
Once again, you're talking about government. You're talking about government again now.
No. When I say party, I'm not talking about the political affiliation. I mean a person who has an affiliation
saying,
in the suit.
But you're not listening to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is going to roll down to division like that part like that. It's going to be on the Democrats or the Republicans. And, you know, the way it's going now, the Tea Party is going to have a little bit to do with it, too. Just because.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay. All right. Hold on. But, okay. So, should, what's his name? The boy who decided to break the news about the spine, should he be considered a traitor?
Hell no.
Because apparently he's he's held up in Hong Kong, I think, somewhere like that.
Right.
Yeah. And scared that he comes back.
He should be scared.
You think so?
Hell yeah. Do you think the government wants him to get away with this bullshit? Why do you think Julian Assange is up there in what country is he in? In the fucking embassy.
But see, and that's the thing. Some think he should, like Rand Paul. You know, some think he should be considered a defector and be brought to
Rand Paul thinks that?
Yeah, should be brought back to the United States and punished severely.
I know some GOP members say that, but I didn't know Rand Paul. Okay.
Yeah. So, should he be considered a hero or a defector?
Hero? Look, I don't give a fuck about any kind of goddamn confidentiality agreements that people sign. If what you're signing is going to make you silent against illegal and immoral actions by a government, then I think you have a moral right to break that goddamn contract.
If it means your life.
Well, you have a right to do it. Now, what he did the smart thing. He went to Hong Kong because he knew that if he stayed here, he would get picked up, and all of a sudden, there'd be an accident on the way to jail.
Okay, well, what about his family? Can they?
I don't know about his family.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying, I haven't heard anything about the family either, but that's just something that came to mind. You know, since they can't get to him, could they possibly get to those that's closest to him as far as family?
Well, the shadow government could, but supposedly, our particular government, which is supposed to operate according to the Constitution, cough, cough, laugh, laugh, wink, wink, they're not supposed to. Right?
Right, right. I agree with you.
Yeah, but you know how our government is now.
Mm-hmm. Mm, all right. All right, just something I thought I'd throw out there, you know, so we can talk about. Okay, so here's another thing I want to talk about. What?
I was going to say something there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it just amazes me how, you know, so many people, and I'm not saying anything negative towards y'all, but we got so much information about the government wrongdoing, and they so damn confident and cocky, they not worried about us doing a damn thing about knowing it.
Well, why should they, Vern? We had
you just sit down and think about it. Now, so many people know all this information. They know about, they know that, you know, we live under a corrupt government, and the government, I mean, it ain't like I told Eric the other day, it ain't like they trying to hide it.
Right.
They're
right.
Not even trying to hide most of the shit they doing, and but they got enough confidence that we not gonna do nothing. They ain't even worried about it.
Well, what does that, you know, what does that say about us as a people?
In the words of Goofy, that says we lazy asses. That's what that says. That's what Goofy say now. But yeah, come and think about it. Because I mean, it's set up to where if you try and do something about it, you have so much red tape. You know, it's set up for you to get tired and frustrated and say, "Oh, it ain't even worth all that," which is what they're counting on. That's like these people who give you those refunds. When you buy something,
mm-hmm.
you have to send a coupon in for a refund.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's the reason why they do that. And the reason is because most people put the box there, I get it to it later, you know, and they forget about it. So basically,
mm-hmm.
by the time you remember to send a refund, the time limit
has
expired.
You're talking about a rebate, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a rebate, yeah.
Yeah.
And the
mm-hmm.
time limit has expired. And that's the same thing with the way they like to work the government.
You know what I'd like to ask? Because I've already given up on the American people, and I've given up on black people more than anybody else. I mean, shit.
Oh, Joe, no, you didn't go there.
Oh, yeah, I did, because fucking black people, they know, they were, hey, look, they were crucified for slavery, Jim Crow laws, and you keep on voting for all these fucking assholes who keep getting into Congress. You all know more than anybody else outside of Indians how corrupt and how fucking immoral, how destructive a government can be. And you keep voting for the Democrat Party.
And we keep biting every bone they throw out there, don't we, Joe?
Woo! So here's the thing. The first time I can understand voting him in because he was the first black president, because he had nothing against him that gave him any kind of black mark, right? He was just clean, right? Had nothing against him. He was a community worker. Okay,
uh-huh.
McCain was a shithead. Vote this guy in. But now, you vote him in the second time? Here's my question. If the IRS scandal, the Verizon scandal, this PRISM scandal, and the phone records of the AP reporter scandals came out before the election last year, do you think black people would vote for him or not vote for him? Because if they would and put him in again, I would say, you know what? I'm sorry to say it, but fuck all of you. Because if you're that fucking stupid to put in a guy who is nothing more than a fucking white politician in blackface. I'm not talking about his nationality now. I'm talking about politics as usual. Then fuck it. Same thing
with
white
people. Well, Joe, you know what? You know, and yes, they would put him back in because the same thing
yep.
we said about George W. You know? The same thing we said about George W. I mean, I'm not comparing the two, but I am.
Well,
there is similarity. You know what I'm saying?
There's a hell of a lot of similarities between these
same
two
right.
assholes.
So that's what I'm saying. So, yes, the answer to your question is yes, because nobody trusted them. At least they knew they was what they were getting with the president. They, you know, Romney flip-flopped so much back and forth, nobody understood what the hell he was saying or what he stood for. You know, he goes overseas and starts offending people. He ain't even the president yet. He pissing people off. Really? And it didn't help. It didn't help that Congress tried to shoot down every damn thing anyway that he did. Now, come on, Joe. Let's be realistic. What other choices did we have?
You had every choice in the fucking world.
Who, Joe? Who?
Every choice. if you didn't like the Democrat, if you didn't like the Republican.
You still haven't given me a name, Joe. Who?
How about Ron Paul?
What about Ron Paul? What happened to Ron Paul?
Well, what about him?
Yeah.
You could have voted for him if you wanted to.
Was he the one of the final two standing?
It doesn't matter. You don't vote for somebody because you think it's going to be a popularity contest. This idea, there are two misconceptions from voting.
Who knew the name?
Who knew? Everybody knew about Ron Paul. He was up there in the debate.
I'm getting to a point here. All right, who knew who Ron Paul was besides the people that was following him? Who knew who Ron Paul was?
Millions of people who saw him on the fucking debates.
Okay, and how many black people you think really sat down and watched the damn debate?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if they didn't, that's their problem.
Okay, no, you're missing my point once again. So, as I said before, we go back to the two initial candidates, Romney, the president.
And? Well, that's after the primary. Those were after the primary.
Well, nobody
right?
really
and that's when it, and that's when everybody got deselected, and who got the so-called winner?
Look, it's like this: when they got rid of Kane, black folks start watching the Republicans. Let's be serious.
Well, then if they did, then who are you gonna blame? You're gonna blame who? You're gonna have to blame yourself.
I'm proving a point here, Joe.
All right.
Joe from Montana.
Okay, Eric.
I'm proving a point here, and the point is, I understand what your logic behind what you're saying, but what I'm trying to get a point across is, it's like this: we're gonna vote for who we know. Now, as long as Herman Cain was there, yes, we paid a little bit more attention to the Republican side of the house or the other side.
Right.
See, but once they shot him and got rid of him, we didn't concentrate on nothing else but the president then. Because that's who many people, identified with.
All right. So your point is that people were paying attention, but when Cain got knocked out, they only went to Obama.
Yeah.
All right. So here's my point. So
for those that vote traditional.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's my point. Should people... Having lived through these times, through Bush, through the first administration of Obama, shouldn't they then have looked to somebody else?
Should they have looked to somebody else?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, because Bush sucked.
Well, okay,
Obama, in his first 4 years, he was a fucking liar.
Okay, let's be honest. Who else sought the black vote? Really, nobody, right?
Well, look, that's not the problem.
Don't
of
look, everybody went after the lesbian gays, the Hispanics,
right.
The Latinos. Nobody thought about the black vote. You know, it was
but
just a given.
Why does it have to be? Why does it have to be Afrocentric?
Huh?
Why does it have to be Afrocentric? Why couldn't the message be honesty, responsibility, anti-corruption? And Paul, for 20 years, was talking about both Republicans and Democrats being corrupt scumbags for 20 years, although he didn't use those words, but that's what he was talking about.
But?
Well, if people weren't paying attention to him, it's not because he didn't get the message out there.
Okay. Apparently he did. Well,
Joe, honestly...
Mm-hmm.
There ain't like I said the other day, there ain't an honest politician out there. I don't think there is. I'm just being honest with you. I don't think there is I don't think there's one honest politician out there.
Ron Paul declined salary increases. He never took money from the taxpayers when he went on what do they call them? The excursions, the jaunts, where McCain went over to Syria. You know, that probably cost about, I don't know, $100,000 out of taxpayers' money. Ron Paul never took money like that.
You know what, Joe? And that's, I think that's another thing that may have scared a lot of people, especially blacks, away from him. He had his own money, so hell, who say he couldn't buy anything he wanted or whatever he wanted to? You know what I mean?
Well, if he had his own money, then he wasn't going to be influenced by the lobbyists.
Not necessarily.
Look, Everybody can make excuses why they didn't search for some other alternative. But the thing is that Ron Paul was preaching stuff that everybody's believing in today, but they didn't vote for him yesterday. Their problem.
Well,
They're finding out that what he predicted is coming true today.
Well, you know what, Joe? It's a mute point now because we got to live with what we got and marketing history.
Okay.
Put it in history.
Okay. Because I'm saying I'm not fucking, I don't give a fuck about people in America. People don't want to take a look at other sides, don't want to take a look at the other side of the story. If they don't want to vote for somebody different, then they get what they get.
Oh, okay. Whatever. All right. Anyway. Ooh. What? You got something to say, Vernon?
I mean, I was just thinking, you know, anytime you're dealing with a politician, man, you know, I don't care who the hell he is. If he's been bred into that politician shit, man, he's going to be a liar.
Mm.
Tell me one lie Ron Paul did.
He did the same thing everybody else did before. Tell me a lie. I'm going to tell you a lie he said.
You want to know what it was?
Yeah.
He was going to be president.
Well, that was a lie, man.
No, you said tell me one lie.
Well, I'm going to be president, too, because I'm a fucking liar myself.
Look, he can't argue with that one.
Well, he said he was going to sure as hell try. That one didn't come true, did it?
Yeah, no, it did. Okay. Now, that we have that clarified. All right. Look, here's something that's been driving me crazy. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it again. What the hell is going on with these dang on this dating site called Christian Mingle? Why do they keep insinuating that you have to join this dating site for God to give you your perfect mate? What, they know something somebody else knows? Do they have a special dating line straight to God? Well, I mean, really?
I wouldn't be surprised if some said that.
Oh man, I heard that.
Have you listened to the commercial though?
No.
You know, it's like nobody else has, you know, a chance because they got Christian Mingle in their thing, and that's where you have to go to find you a what? A date that's going to lead to marriage, and God is going to be in it because you joined Christian Mingle. Get a grip, y'all.
Well, look, you know how evangelicals and fundamentalists, how they put God into everything they say, they do, they think, they eat, they breathe. God is responsible for it. Or unless it's bad, then God is not responsible for it. You're responsible for it. So, of course, they're going to put it into a Christian dating site. Of course, they're going to say, God is here to help you. Just pray. I fucking hate that goddamn expression. Just pray to God and everything will be all right.
Wait. Slow your roll, bro. Slow your roll.
What?
Well, we know you agnostic and all, but you can't to be expecting the God on here now. I have to fight you.
Well, look, hey, look, if you want to believe in him, hey, I got no problem.
You know, now one thing that I disagree with is when people say I'm gonna wait on God to send me a spouse. You know, I mean, you know, it don't say that nowhere in the Bible. Now, I do say. A man that findeth a wife findeth the good thing. As far as waiting on God to send them a spouse, you know, I think that's just some people kind of made up and went along with on their own, man. Now, I can understand you getting with somebody and then you pray about it and consult God about it and if it's something that, you know, that ain't right with that person, let him redeem it to you or whatever. That person ain't for you, but they're talking about they waiting on God to send them a spouse. I don't think there's too many people married today that can actually say that okay, God came to me and told me this was my wife.
Oh, you want a bed, Vern?
I can honestly say, Joe, I didn't say that could say. I know they will say it.
Oh, okay. They're going to think so.
Yeah, they will say it.
Well, I mean, maybe they found out that wife and that husband, that was a good thing. You know, maybe, you know, they found them in the church or they believe that the Lord led them to them. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Anybody
I mean,
you can find.
Now, I ain't saying God can't put you in a position, you know, or something. I'm not saying that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, but, but you know, some people are so caught up in it, they feel like God just going to drop them right in their lap. They ain't got to say nothing. They ain't got to do nothing. Just stand there, that ear.
Isn't that the essence, though, of the preaching of just about all religions? They all say, you know, of course, take action, but always have belief, pray to God. And if things don't work out, just continue to pray to God because he eventually will make things right. And that's one of my biggest peeves with religion because when you believe in religion so much that some God is going to come along and take control, that means you give up on your efforts. And when you give up on your efforts, bad things happen.
I don't know. I'm kind of having
to disagree
on that one.
Now, Joe, you look at some of the events in the Bible now. You know, like you said, some people feel like, you know, that's the way it's supposed to work. God just going to go ahead and just take the action. But he always leaves something for the man or the person to do before he do what he going to do. You know, you got to do a little something to get something.
A little, but when you come up against a stalemate, what happens? Like, for example, I'm sure we all know people who, you know, who say that, you know, the New World Order is here. But what happens? They're also saying, especially if you're very, very Christian, they're also saying, well, you know what? These New World Order people, these Rockefellers, these Rothschilds, they will burn in hell because God will come down in a blaze of glory and he will condemn these people to hell. Now, when they're saying that, they're telling me they're giving up and they just, you know what? God will provide. No. Maybe he will, maybe he won't, depending upon your beliefs. But that doesn't mean that you don't provide for yourself.
Hold on. Let's bring Renee in. Let Renee get a piece of this.
Oh, sure. Of course. You
hey,
mentioned Christian
Renee.
Mingle.
How
we
you
got
doing?
A woman.
Hey. Hey, y'all. You know, I was sitting here and I've been listening to y'all.
I figured you were.
You know, Joe, sometimes you say things, it blows my mind when you say stuff. And that's not what religion is all about. Religion is about faith. It doesn't mean you don't have to stop doing what you're doing, but you have to trust that there is someone greater than you that can take control of the situation. It doesn't mean that you stop doing what you're doing and depend totally on them.
But a lot of people do,
Renee. You have to have a sense of faith, and that's what religion is based on.
You know what? People who have this amount of faith, to me, they give up too easily because they have this faith. A lot of people do.
I disagree.
Well, wait a minute.
I disagree.
Are you saying you're disagreeing that there are people who give up?
No.
Or are you saying that they shouldn't give up?
I think that they shouldn't give up.
Okay.
I don't think that they should give up.
All right.
Because that's not what God is based upon. If that was the case, then we wouldn't have accomplished anything in all of these years. And we have to, if you're gonna know the faith behind the religion, then you have to know that he wants you to be faithful to him.
But
not meaning that you give up on what you're doing. He's wanting you to do what you're supposed to do.
All right.
There's lots of instances in the Bible that God ignores people completely.
All right. So what you're talking about are the precepts. What I'm talking about are how people will give up because of those precepts. Now, you're telling me that there aren't people who give up.
No, I'm not saying that there aren't people that...
Well,
no, I'm not.
All right, well, that's what I'm
saying. I'm not saying that there are not people that give up. What I'm disagreeing is that you're basing your whole faith thing of religion is lack of faith. And that's what religion is. It's faith. It's not giving up. It's believing and trusting that there is a greater power, greater than yourself, that can do for you the things that you want to do. And that has to do with everything in religion, everything in the world, everything that goes on every day. There are things that are a higher power than you that are here, and you can't explain why they're here. And where it may be politics or may be religion or may it be just a simple person, you have to have faith to believe that someone is out there that or something is greater than who you are.
Okay,
and that's
all
that it is.
I have two things.
And you don't have to go to Crystal Mingle to find that either.
Bring that in, because that's what I thought she was coming on for. I knew a woman was going to appear as soon as you mentioned dating site, Tristan Dingle. here's my two responses to that. Number one, I was talking about people who do give up as a result of their belief because of their faith, because their faith makes them feel, well, okay, we're at an impasse, but I still believe in God, that God will provide. And number two, here's my other response. Yes, dear.
What? Yes,
what?
Dear.
I said yes, dear. What? What's wrong with that?
What the world? What in the world, Joe? Talking about yes, dear. What the heck are you talking about?
Yes, dear. I'm talking to Renee. Yes, dear. Of course.
Oh,
dear.
Okay. My bad. My bad.
What?
Okay. You were talking to Renee.
Oh, are you going to protect her now?
No, I'm protecting anywhere. I think they can handle you.
I'm just listening.
Okay, Renee, I have a question for you, and it says, where does keeping the laws and commandments fit into that? Now, I ain't going to tell you who told me to ask you that question, but I think you can figure it out.
Oh, Lord, Michael. God.
Oh, Michael's here?
I guarantee you, that's low right there.
Yep, that's low.
Wait. Repeat the question so I can get it exactly, because I don't want there to be anything misunderstood about what I'm about to say. Repeat it for me one more time.
Say, where does keeping the laws and commandments fit into that?
Where does keeping the laws and the commandments of the Bible, or where does it keep the laws and the commandments of life, or where does it keep the laws?
Well, going low, I'm sure he's talking about the Bible.
Of course. I really don't know how to answer that question, because the commandments and the laws of the Bible are guidelines for how to live your life. So I guess if you're living your life according to the guidelines, according to God's will, then that would be, you know, your life in general. You're supposed to do that in life. So I guess I'm not really understanding his question, because it's like
a double question. He says, in all that love teaching. Yeah. In all that love.
Well, first of all, God has demonstrated his love for us by letting us live. So that's evident in all that we do. So if you look at it from that perspective, God is love, which he is.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that everything is always great, because everything is not always great. We
right.
go through trials and tribulations every day in our life. And when you go through those trials and tribulations, it depends on how you handle the situation. And it depends on what you're going to do for the situation, whether or not you're going to receive his blessing. Now, blessings are totally different.
All right. All right, then. Any more comments?
God so loved the world that he did what?
He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
So that's love, ain't it?
Well, he says to keep his commandments is the love of God. Okay, yeah. Okay, so y'all all hit this. He went to the same place finally, except for Joe. See, Joe got quiet, so. It's okay, Joe. We still love you. We know. Okay, let's talk about something Joe want to talk about. Georgia Tech and the Army has decided to fly drones over Fort Benning, Georgia. What kind of mess is that? And they say they ain't flying drones around here. So now you got a university and the military flying drones all over places. What the world?
Who said they wasn't going to fly drones?
Hey, that what Kat said the other day when she was on here. Say they not flying drones.
Oh, that was Kat said that, but they already done said they going to do it, right?
Yeah. Oh, they're already doing it. I mean, this just a
they're already doing it.
Yeah. You know, that's Georgia. You know, they're doing it over in Georgia now.
Yeah. Over in Georgia.
Yeah. Y'all know all them little cameras y'all see on the news talking about they be watching traffic. You know, they be collecting data too. Y'all just didn't know that, but I'm going to put it out there. They be collecting data too.
Yeah.
So
I was aware of that. I know they ain't there for nothing.
Yeah, so anybody who around here talking about you know, they haven't been collecting data for a while. They're crazy. Because, yeah, they've been collecting it on us, y'all. You know what? We ought to start putting signs in the, you know, on our cars and stuff that say, you can't get this one, you know.
Well, you know, it's bad. It's bad that our government is so corrupt that they're doing so much underhandish shit that they don't even trust their own people in this country no more. They feel like they got to watch us to see exactly what we're doing.
No, you know why they're watching us? To make sure we don't catch them and what they're doing. That's why they're watching us. That's why they're watching us. They ain't worried about what
they wouldn't want you forming no kind of group or nothing that's going to become powerful either enough to take them to actually shake them either, Mr. Talk.
Mm-hmm. I know.
No, they don't want that to happen.
No, low talking about what they think about the little planes that get speeding cars on the interstate is all about. I don't know. I ain't seen nothing there. I wonder, is it legal to shoot them down?
Shoot a drone down?
Yeah. If you have a concealed handgun, why not? You're legal, right?
I don't advise it. That'd probably be worse than going on Fort Knox right now.
Look, we just can blame it on PTSD. Why not?
Yeah, right. I don't think that's going to happen, buddy.
You don't think that's going to work?
Oh, man.
No,
you think about it, Eric.
What?
You think about it. Now, there's animals around here that you can't even kill. It's against the law to kill.
I know, man.
So you can imagine what they would do if you shoot one of them damn things out.
Man, I was looking at the news the other day, and these guys was on Facebook with 5 turkeys. And, you know, they arrested them because they only shoot 2. They can only kill 2 per year.
Yeah.
I mean, really? And the one guy, he hit a deer with his truck and took it home. They arrested him for that, too. I say, wow, really?
Oh, if he hit it intentionally, yeah. If he hit it on purpose, yep.
No, I mean, really?
What about the guy who threw the kitten out the 2-story window and beat up his girlfriend, but he gets jail time for throwing the kitten out the window, but he doesn't get no jail time for beating up his girlfriend?
Well, you know, I have now you done hit a lick right there. See, because I have always said these days animals have more rights than humans. You know, it's just that simple. I mean, you know, you can run over a dog and you get 10 years. You beat the heck out your spouse, you may get 30 days. Depends on how much money you got in your pocket.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, come on, let's be honest.
That's right.
Look, they tried.
Yeah, we live in a ass backwards world, man. I promise you that.
Yeah, they tried to throw Michael Vick under the damn gate, under the damn prison, and he wasn't even fighting the dogs. His money was involved in it. Really? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy, and we need to do something about it. What happened to who?
What happened to Joe? Did y'all run him off talking about religion?
Joe probably eating right about now. Joe, you wake. Either sleep, yeah. I don't know. I don't hear him snoring.
What up,
so.
Joe?
He probably eating. Put himself on mute. Renee done ran him off. Renee said, "Run it, Joe."
I'm sorry. I was quiet, man. I was listening. I was just quiet.
No,
yeah, I'm eating. I'll be right back. Don't you worry about that. All right, I got me a sandwich. As soon as I finish, I'm not getting a tomato sandwich either. I'm getting me a Swiss cheese sandwich. I'm coming back in about 2 minutes, and I'm gonna get Renee. Don't you worry about that.
Well, you know what? While we're doing that, let's talk about something. Brother Low wanted me to talk about, even though he's not on the phone. I'm gonna get him for that, telling me to talk about stuff. He don't be here to talk about it. There's a new television series called The Fosters. Okay, and it's co-produced by Jennifer Lopez and some guy who played a gay boy on one of the little gay channels. Okay, and basically it's about what they call the 21st century family, you know, about two women raising a 21st century multi-ethnic mix of foster and biological kids. Of course, the Fosters, now listen to this, they met a biracial lesbian couple, and she said that's a homage to her late aunt. Now, here's my question. Is this really the 21st century family now? to where
no.
It's, no, it's not?
No.
No? I mean,
no.
This show is supposed to cover homophobia, child abuse, drug addiction, and abandonment. So is this what we really dealing with now? Is this what we where we headed?
Oh, yeah, this is what we're dealing with. That's real life.
That's real life?
That's real life.
I don't think it's every family representative. I think you have maybe one or two of those kinds of families representative in a community. And I don't think it's the basis. I mean, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I'm just saying I don't want to hear it happen, but I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
But it is growing. It is growing, Renee.
It is.
It's spreading like a wildfire.
Well, Jennifer Lopez says, you know, that's something that's not it's not new anymore. She say, you know, that's something you see every day now. As a lesbian couple is heads of the household. It's amazing though that they're concentrating on the lesbians. Well, I guess they had the Modern Family with the two gay men, so I guess they just had to make it even, right?
Yeah, well, I mean,
you know,
I don't go. I'm not for it, but I mean, it. I can't deny the fact that it is going on.
You know, let's see. She says Jennifer Lopez says you can't keep spoon feeding the idea of what the perfect family is because it just doesn't exist. She said it just doesn't exist.
And I know what Lo's saying there. He said,
what?
In other words, he's saying that's another person that's saying, "Hey, it's happening. Hey, I'm just going to accept it."
No, that was Jennifer Lopez.
That's what he's getting at. That's what he wants us to point. I'm pretty sure that's what he wants us to point at is the fact that why are people just accepting this thing? Why are people saying that this is okay now? If this is okay, I'm going to accept it.
Well, let's
see. That's what he's saying.
Of course, you know, you have people that's against it,
now,
like the 1 million.
I know him, like I think I know him. I'll be willing to bet $100 to a glazed donut. That's what he's talking about.
Well, you know, he at the hospital getting that glove treatment today, so, you know, I don't think he's going to be too talkative afterwards. Let me stop. Let me leave him alone. Okay. The 1 million moms of Hollywood, right? They said they have a problem with it because they feel it's continued to push an agenda that homosexuality is acceptable when the scripture states clearly it is a sin. So, even with that, can that be considered as we judging these people? Are we considered to say we judging them unfairly?
Well, honestly, Eric, we are. I'm not taking up for them because it's more than just homosexuality that's a sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the line don't just draw at homosexuality, but you know, a lot of people living and doing what they want to do, but when they see a gay person, you know, they want to point the finger. I'm guilty of it because I don't particularly like gay people. But at the same time, I'm honest enough with myself to say, hey, they got wrongs in their lives just like I got. They can repent right now just like I can.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lopez, we're not judging, so.
I don't see how you say it's not judging. It's got to be judging. It is judging, nothing but judging.
Well, I guess it depends on what's the definition of your definition of judging is, huh?
Well, anytime you making their wrong more greater than your wrong, I mean, how are you not judging that person? You're sitting there looking at their faults and pointing them out, and wouldn't that be judging a person? I mean, well, I know where Lo get that too. Lo actually judging a person back in the Old Testament actually put them to death. That's where Lo getting at. But from our standpoint of judging them for what they're doing, that would be judging. But like, I know what Lo talking about. He talking about actual judging as in being put to death. That's what he talking about.
Oh, okay. Now, here's my question.
You know, when you're wrong, you got judged. And that was your judgment to be put to death.
Right. Well, that's the biblical days. I mean, but here's my thing. Okay, and I kind of can see where Jennifer Lopez is coming with her train of thought, that is. Because most shows we watch now, there are no, I guess you can say, ethnic-type couples anymore. You know, it's always biracial. You know, preferably a black woman and a black man, and a white man. You know, I don't know. You don't see too much of the Asians, but it's always got to do with the what? The black woman and the white man, or vice versa. I mean, have we gone back to that thing to where the white folk is our trophy now? Ooh, I didn't say that, did I? Oh my goodness! But have we gone back to that to where we, you know, now it's like the white dating a white person is a big thing for us?
I don't know if that's it so much. I think a lot of, especially this younger generation, their color lines are blurred. They don't see color the way that we see color. And we're a generation removed, so I don't think that they see color. I just think they see a person, and they get to know the person, and that person may be white or black or whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think that they really understand the ramifications of, you know, biracial or mixing or whatever. I don't think it's important to them. I think they're just looking for a person that is within equally yoked within them and that they can relate to. And I don't see a problem with that generally. With the homosexuality thing, I think to each his own. I choose not to go that way, to each his own. And you're right, it's hard not to judge. But, you know, you love the sinner, but you hate the sin. You just have to roll on from that.
All right. All right, let me bring Sid in, because Sid's been waiting here for a moment. Oh. All right, Sid, you on the air. What's going on, man?
Oh, what's cracking with you, man? I was just sitting here. I've been sitting and listening to old deal from Trayvon Martin to the politics to this deal about Jennifer Lowe, and I had seen that article, and it's people and it's icons like that when they voice their opinion to let smaller people like us know that if they feel that way, then it's got to be all right. Well, I'm not saying that we judge them, but it's got to be a stopping point somewhere. There's no greater sin than if a man is married and he can commit adultery on his wife, and then vice versa, if a man sleeps with another, both of them sin. But my God, look how we're training up our children. You know, how can we say, yeah, it's going on, and that's what's wrong with America today. We're too jelly-packed. Won't nobody stand up for nothing right no more. Everybody say, if everybody's doing it, okay, let's pass it on. It's okay. How in the world can you pass an ideal American family, two women raising a child? That's getting back to what we were saying about the food last week, man, when they invented this stuff that don't even reproduce. Two women can't reproduce. Two men can reproduce. But we're going to say, under the law, it's okay if they marry and raise a child together. Now, not only are you corrupting those two seeds, then what about their child coming up? Now you got them all discombobulated, thinking that, okay, if mama got a girlfriend, so it's okay with me. And that's why this lesbian and gay is growing so fast, because kids are mimicking what their parents are doing. Parents then, you know, back when we was growing up, if our mama had a boyfriend or a friend or daddy had a friend, they would sneak them into the house and they would leave. But everybody got so bold, I ain't trying to hide nothing. If I'm
You're
going
right.
with a woman, here it is. There it is, like it or not. And what is happening is people is not kicking against the brick. They're going with the flow, and then you got constitutional rights that they're making laws to defend this. Okay, we can't, you know, like in the military with the gays, don't ask, don't tell. What you mean? I got the right to know if I'm sharing a bag with you, if you're a funny buddy or not. You ain't gonna come in here and sleep beside me, and I know you got gay titties. I should have that right to choose who I want to be beside. No, I'm going to ask you, you're going to tell, or we're going to depart from each other. But at the same time, we're not going to, I hate to say that we're judging, but to be honest with you, the Bible already judged it. That we're getting to the point where we're getting like Sodom and Gomorrah. We're going to get to the point where the fear of God is on. We do what we feel and do what we want instead of doing what does say the Lord, and we're going to be just like Sodom and Gomorrah. We are falling fast because it's been got to the point to do away with the law or the Ten Commandments, which I understand we are not under the law anymore. We are under grace and mercy. But yet still, if it was a sin then, it's a sin now. Even though saying that, if a man sleep with a woman, another woman, he's married, that sin have no degree on it. It's no greater than the saying if he was sleeping with a man. But at least have some morals about it. Let's not raise our young men up to think it's okay if I sleep with Charlie. And not raise our young daughters up to think it's okay if I sleep with Sue.
All right. Hold on. Let me bring Chris in. All right, Chris.
Hey, far as I see it, wrong is wrong. If you stole a car, it's wrong. You stole a candy bar, it's wrong. All this, you know, trying to do less than worse sin versus the other one is ridiculous. A man that he's spiritual, that's married, sleep with another woman is wrong. If a man sleep with another man is wrong, according to what scriptures say, they both sin. Not like this one is better or less, you know.
Right.
And as far as the military is concerned, if I was in the military, I don't see the big deal about sleeping in the bunk or how they sleep. Never been in the military, how they sleep with each other on the military base if this man is gay. Okay? It's no different from if I've been accepted to work for this big company and I find out that some of the people in the company is gay, I'm not going to leave. I'm going to finish my job and do what has to be done. You know, that's about
it. Or if you get drunk and wake up in your toot or so.
I ain't gonna never get that drunk. What if?
You know what? Okay. You know, look, Vernon cracking a joke, but that has happened before.
Some people pass the hell out when they drink, man.
Yeah, that has happened before. When I was in the military, a guy got drunk.
Okay.
He didn't know his roommate was, you know, as he says, a funny bunny, and
yes.
He passed out, woke up, old boy was slobbing the knob.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
Oh, that's a little bit more than drinking. If you pass out from drinking, I ain't never passed out.
You know, them young soldiers, you know, they get out there and put that joint juice in them. Yeah, they drink.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. And, you know, he don't know, so the other one, y'all went out drinking together. Hey, don't ask him to tell.
I ain't gonna see. Because one time when I was married, man, I got loaded one night. Me and Lowe, matter of fact.
Uh-oh.
And that song was going to lift.
Uh-huh.
And I was laid there passed out. And my ex-girl said I tried all I could to wake you up. And you wouldn't even budge. You didn't even move for hours.
Oh, my. So, yeah, it can happen. You know, it can happen.
So, no. No, I wouldn't want to be bedded up in the same bunk with no funny money, man. I'm sorry.
But Chris, what you're saying is, if you knew this and you had to lay in a bunk next to them or the bunk above or below you, it wouldn't bother you if you knew they were gay.
No, I'm here to do a job and do, you know, do my time in the military. And hey, man, I probably stepped off from what we were discussing. And not directly, but during conversations, hey, man, my girl is here. Here's a picture of her. Give them ideas and let them know what I'm about. But I was kind of like in that kind of situation. I went to Job Corps on the campus, and I was with, you know, men my age we were sharing rooms and stuff. And nothing never went down, you know, never.
Okay. I mean,
why would some gay guy try to do something with a straight guy to begin with?
That's exactly right.
That's my point I was going to make. You know, we're not saying that every gay guy is trying to jump on, you know, jump a straight guy bones. That's not what we're saying.
I'll tell you, I was in the military for 4 years. Eric, you were in there for 20. I don't know how about Vern. I don't know about Lowe. But I've never seen one occurrence of any gay people when I was on base. When I was in the Air Force, I saw none of that. And to answer your question, if I was in the barracks and I had to have a choice between three other gay guys sharing my bunk, right, sharing my room, and two and three guys who I knew were philanderers and liars and thieves, I would rather have the three gay guys who are honest in my room.
Same. All right.
I choose none of them.
Well, yeah, but if you had to have the choice between somebody who was dishonest, a philanderer, right, and somebody who was honest and a gay, why would you discriminate against somebody who was honest?
Well, that's true. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
No,
I ain't dealing with it, Joe.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. All right, Lo, you're on the air, man.
What's happening, man?
What's the deal? Well, see, I you know what? I knew Joe had it in him, man. He one slap on his ass away from being a punk. I'm telling you. He one slap on his ass. If he ever went in the joint and he come out, he gonna have his shirt flipped up. I promise you.
Okay. I'm gonna let you and Joe work that one out.
Yeah, Lo, why don't you come on over and visit me?
Like I said, either way it go, hey, I'm with Cuz. I'm not dealing with any. I sleep in my car.
Okay. In the military.
I sleep in my car. Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah.
I don't know what y'all are afraid of.
It has nothing to do with being afraid of anything. It's just my thoughts on that, Joe. Hold on there, Big Chris, one second. My thoughts on that is this. Now, me personally, I think that if a man would do those things, he has a mental problem. I think a man that would do those things would do anything.
Hold up a minute, Joe. Let me ask this one question then. Mm-hmm. Here's a question that really, I want to see where y'all minds are on this one. What about a straight man that likes to have anal sex with his girl?
Well, he got some shit with him, too.
Huh? I mean, you can't do it to your chick in the ass as far as you're concerned?
Hell no. I like pool.
Good.
I like pool.
All right, I'll tell you what. My slap, I want slap away from being a punk is better than your fucking boring shit in the bedroom.
Yeah, hey, I'm getting it how I want to, though. You ain't getting it at all. Beating your meat ain't fucking, Joe. Don't get them twisted.
That's for damn sure.
Okay, can we get back to what we were talking about?
I got you, Eric. And one thing that I saw, being a pornoologist, is, you know, when that anal sex got very, very popular, where they had, where they had to start putting it in there. Then all of a sudden, next thing you know, here come the sodomites. The man-on-man crap. I mean, it went from, you know, you only saw that in one or two scenes and one or two shows, until it's in every show now. It's the main thing. And then next thing you know, they got guys all over each other.
Okay, so what you're saying is a man that likes to have sex with his woman anally is potentially gay.
Yeah. You got some shit with you, Big Chris. And you got some shit with you, Big Chris.
And what is your thought process behind that?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't know,
let's put it this way. What if she insists that that's the way he do it, and he just trying to please her to make her happy? Does that still say that he has an issue?
Since you're asking me, I've been asked before to do that, and I was like, no, I'm getting all the pussy you got. That's all I need.
Okay.
Yeah, they killed it with that.
What I can do
is punch you in your short rib and make you forget about that shit. What the hell? Come on, man. I ain't getting that mud on me. Are you crazy?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You know, I bet you've never been approached by a gay guy in your life.
I have not, and I will not.
Okay. God, everybody's kind of it's so much easier if you're libertarians. All you got to do is worry about the real issues. You don't have to worry about shit that's never going to happen.
So is that considered? Could that be considered as homophobia then?
I don't believe homophobia is a word. Yeah. I don't believe that. I don't think that's a word.
You don't think that's a word?
Nope.
Why not?
I mean, it wasn't but, 30 years ago that they finally decided to say, homosexuality is not a mental defect.
Now, that's not what homophobia means.
I know what, Joe, I know what homophobia means. Don't come to me with this foolishness.
Because 10, 30 years ago, you know, homosexuality wasn't a normal thing as it is now. You know, that was something that was kept behind closed doors. So, of course,
only up until about 30 years ago, they decided that it was not a mental disease or defect.
That's not homophobia, Lo.
I know what homophobia is, Joe. I'm being very liberal here. So, like I said, I know what homophobia is. I also know that, hey, two guys are not supposed to get in the bed and do anything together, hold hands like that together, do nothing that a man and woman would do together.
Okay.
Nothing.
Well,
and I'm not homophobic,
wait.
I don't believe it's a word.
Wait, now, in other cultures, it's not a bad thing for men. It's not unusual to see men and women walking down the street holding hands. That don't mean they're homophobic.
Agree with that. That's a friendship. I understand exactly what you're saying. More prevalently with the Indians.
But you said they're not supposed to. So according to who, they're not supposed to do that. I'm not gay, but I'm saying that when people say that you're not supposed to, as if they're like.
It always refers back to the Bible. Always.
Oh, okay. I'm not referring back to the Bible. I'm referring back to a man law.
According to who, though? A man law? No, not true.
Yeah.
If this is a man law, I have to disagree.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Chris.
Equal opportunity to have relationships with who you want to here in America and throughout the world.
Big Chris.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's say that you know that I'm your homeboy. I'm your homeboy, right? And you know I'm bisexual. And we hanging out at the club. And I have a little shout out. So I'm like, man, I don't really like this. Try this, Chris. You gonna try it?
What we drinking?
If I'm drinking out of a cup, and I say I don't really like this, man. I thought it was gonna taste different. I say, here, Big Chris, try this drink. Try it out of my cup. How do you like it? Are you gonna try it?
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Isn't that being kind of shallow, though? I mean, if you're going to take it to that extreme.
I just asked a question. I mean, he can answer it or not.
I mean,
you know, hey,
I don't.
I'll put it like this. Me and my cousin, hey, I know pretty much what he do. He know pretty much what I do. And taste his drink, man. How you like it? I'm going to take a little shot off of that. But if he sucked dick, I'm not taking anything off of that.
Well, right. That was the point, yeah.
I don't know what that has to do with. All right, I was asking.
It has everything to do with me.
Man law. The man law, you said men are not supposed to sleep together. But according to who? Because men, is he okay with it? Man is sick.
Where's that background noise from?
I got
Chris?
To know where it's going.
That's crazy.
No, I'm in the house.
You know, last time you said who it was. No, that ain't him this time. Okay, go ahead. That ain't him.
Yeah, like I mean, you know, hey, if you like that, Chris, if you pick up your gay homeboy, that's you. I'm not. I wouldn't.
No, I said I wouldn't. You know,
okay.
I don't like to drink out of people's cups and stuff at parties anyway. You know,
okay.
Assume, for example, you want to. I don't like beer, right? But let's say you pass around the beer bottle and people drink out of the same beer bottle. Now, if I know that a friend of mine is gay and he's passing me the beer bottle, it's not going to bother me if I'm drinking out of anybody's bottle to begin with. I'm like Crystal. I don't like to drink out of other people's spittle, so I don't like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hetero or homo, but I'm going to tell you now.
Wait. Let me put it this way then. What if, now, since we're going to put it that way, let me switch it a little bit. What if your girl slops your knob and she wants you to drink out of her? Do you have a problem with that?
Immediately afterwards? I don't want to taste my own dick, shit. But let's say... Let's say she's, she brushed her teeth, she washed out and all that.
Here you go with this old gay ass shit. Man, you done had a woman come. As soon as she Soon as she pour the rest of that baby batter out, you come right up your mouth before. You know how y'all nasty ass white folks do it.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right.
We're getting off track here. Hold on. We're getting off track here.
You know
that. Like this is getting off track.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
We all getting off a little bit now. Come on, y'all.
Getting off track.
That's all right. I just ignore Lowe. I just think he's like Michael.
I'm just giving out some you know, examples. I mean, you said it don't work one way, but it works the other way. So I'm just trying to see.
That's because
I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to taste my own freaking dick. But let's say she brushed her teeth and all that kind of good and came back a couple of hours later and we're drinking. She's not going to bother me.
My thing is, I don't give a damn if it's my brother. He ain't sleeping in the same room with me.
Right.
That's my goddamn room.
Right.
Okay. That's my room. The guy said he'll sleep in the car if he know that there's men that are gay on the military base. He had to sleep in the bunks and everything. But you know what? Eventually, shower with gay man. You said you gonna be naked because that might take a shower with him.
No, because it's like this.
Wait,
my
wife. Everybody ain't around.
It's my wife. If I know this guy is got gay tendency, it's my right to be around him if I want to, if I don't. But that's
absolutely just
my personal opinion. I'm not going to be around nobody. Now, it's this. If he is trying to get his life together, get his stuff straight, I don't have a problem being a mentor or an advisor. But if he full-fledged and trying to entice me, I don't have no deal.
Of course, Vern, if he's trying to entice you.
That ain't Vern. That's my partner.
That's it. He ain't even thinking about you wanting to sleep with your cousin. He ain't even getting for advances or nothing, and you still won't be around him?
Man, no. Hey, Chris, I'm going to say this. If you're taking up for somebody you know, then, hey, you by all means, you do that. But I'm putting it down like this. That's my first cousin, two sister kids on the phone, Vernon. If he told me tomorrow, because I just didn't come out the closet, I can't help it no more. I don't fuck with him no more, period.
Well, you know, but that's a personal thing.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, you call it shallow or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, whatever. You know, hey, I'm not taking up for nobody because of how somebody else is. No, I'm not. I wouldn't take up for him. That's why you have so many people right now that says, well, just let them love who they want to love and all that other foolishness, because they know somebody like that and they sympathize with that person. I don't have sympathy over that.
So I'm going back to my original question when we first started this. With the way you think it right now, you don't think that is condemning and judging them already?
I'm not judging anyone. You know how
you
feel about the judgment. If I'm telling you you're doing something wrong.
What is you calling it then?
I'm trying to correct you. If I'm telling you you're doing something wrong, it's the exact same thing. If you got a kid and they put their hand on a stove.
Isn't there a certain way you could do it without sounding judgmental? Because that's the way you're sounding right now. You're sounding like you judge.
That's your perception. If you see your two-year-old going to a hot stove, you'll tell them, hey, don't touch that stove. That stove hot. Exact same thing.
And what happens?
Only this is we're dealing with adults. You tell an adult, hey, you're a man. You're not
now,
supposed to touch
go back.
Hard
let's,
penis.
Let's go back. Now you sound like Mike about the hard penis. Now go back. So you said the key thing right there. They are adults. So being that they're adults, they know right from wrong. Am I right or wrong?
Sometimes you have to help people, man.
No. They ain't no sometimes. It's a yes or no. They know right from wrong.
You know it's a gray area.
Michael, yes or no?
Yeah.
All right.
If a man think he's supposed to have sex with a man, then hell no, he don't know right from wrong.
Yeah, he know right from wrong. Now he may choose to do wrong, but he definitely knows right from wrong.
Okay. But,
right.
Yeah, can I say this? Why does
wrong?
Huh?
Why can't he just choose? I'm not protecting nobody. You know what I'm saying? That I'm just, like, I choose the woman.
Chris, you way out there, man.
Yeah, Chris, you breaking up. You hard to hear you. Get closer to the mic.
Why can't the man just say, I want to be with the man and choose instead of it being a right and wrong category?
Chris, it's a choice regardless. Whether he thinks it's right or wrong. Whether he thinks it's right or wrong, it's still his choice to do what he
his
may
choose
choice. To be with a man. He may choose, and he may think it's right. Well, that's his decision, and that's my point. But, you know, the way Lowe's kicking at it, Lowe's like, no, it ain't happening. I mean, I understand what the Bible says. It says it's an abomination, but still, they still have a choice to whether because they know right and wrong. So it's still
and
their
choice.
And at the end of the day,
I still see a man, a grown man. Still see a man.
I'm going to presume you two guys were in the military, but you didn't know any gays. Now let's take a look at some Army people or Marines who were in foxholes, who were really in country or up on the front. Now suppose they got into real close friendships with some of their boys. Then they find out later that the people in the foxhole, the people saving their lives, were gay.
Yeah.
Should they reject that friendship?
Why? You know, what? When you're in the foxhole, though, it doesn't, only thing you're talking about is sending bullets down range. You ain't got time to think about that bullshit there. Excuse my language.
But afterwards, if a person's saving your life, you're going to say, well, it's because you're born gay. You can't be a friend of mine anymore. Because all this shit about where they choose it, if you talk to fucking gay people, I don't know anyone who says they chose it.
Yeah, right.
Of course they're not going to say that. They're going to say, oh, God made me like this with a lisp in their voice.
Right. Joe,
I don't
believe
know about
you went
that.
There.
I don't
what?
Know
what
about
is
that.
You don't know about? What?
Well, okay, when someone says, God ain't.
All right, that's the lie that they keep.
When someone says God made me this way, I think, in a way it is. God made them that way. God gave them the choice. Again, it goes back to
the choice.
He gave you the choice to make this decision, and you want to be with, just like God gave me the choice to be with a woman. I love being with a big booty, big titty woman. I love it. Oh my goodness. I love it.
Aye, man. You're mine.
Renee, where were you all this time?
I've been here listening the whole time. I know when to be quiet and when not to talk.
There you go.
I thought Renee was on.
No, Renee's
been here the whole time.
Oh, we got a woman on here? Okay.
Yeah, Renee's been laughing at y'all.
Oh, okay. Got a woman on here.
She cuss worse than y'all do here.
I think it's their choice to make that decision to be that way.
Right.
Right.
So it's my choice to make a decision if I'm going to deal with them or not.
Absolutely.
And I choose not to deal with them.
Absolutely. Man, get your faggot ass on with me.
I might give them some good advice if I had to or something like that. Tell them about the word of God and, that ain't the way they're supposed to be or something. But, I ain't finna be, we ain't finna be no hangout buddies or nothing like that right there.
Let me tell you something. If I'm dying and there ain't nobody else around and this man is gay and he loves it just like a woman do, love to be penetrated, please. I hope he does CPR very well. Put his mouth on or do CPR, whatever he got to do. Touch me, take
Let me
my
go.
Shirt off. Do what he got to do.
Let me go.
You sound like a confirmed Ku Klux Klan guy.
But you put that how you want to, man.
Now that kind of changed the situation right there, Chris. In a situation where in a life or death situation, you don't really care who helping you out.
No, not with some Ku Klux Klan people.
You probably ain't gonna know who helping you out.
Here he goes with this Ku Klux Klan bullshit. The Ku Klux Klan hate black people because of their race. And you mean to tell me?
And it's also biblical foundation.
Bullshit.
No, it isn't, Lo. You got to talk. See, you don't know racists because they don't want to talk to you.
Trust me, I did my own research on racism.
Okay.
And the Ku Klux Klan was started by the Jewish people, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And two, a lot of the shit they did, that they do is only ritualistic. Two, to Moloch.
Well,
their
God. No. You're talking about the Zionists and their quest for world domination and adoring and loving this fucking asshole Moloch. That's different we're talking about.
I'm getting hot of here. I'm getting heated again. My head is steaming because I can't disbelieve. I'm in such an awe on what he said about how some of the things that Ku Klux Klan is ritualistic.
Absolutely. Some of the things they do are ritualistic. Why else would they go around a flaming cross?
So going throughout North Carolina, most of my relatives, I have on book and it's been recorded, that burned down houses that most of my relatives were black in the black community, North Carolina, Mississippi, and Detroit in the 30s and the 40s. Where was that as far as a ritual to take place to uplift their first-hand nation?
Go beyond your relatives, Chris. Go back farther than your relatives to the pagans.
If it's pagan, then it's then it has to do with the Bible or anti-Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with religion.
That's what I said. And the Bible doesn't stress any quote-unquote religion in the first place. Man threw the religion out there. None. Man threw the religion. Jehovah's Witness, this, that, that, this.
Oh, what about the? Wait a minute. What about? Isn't there in the Bible, and a church should be built upon this rock?
Church is one thing. Religion, Baptist church, Methodist church, Christian House of Prayer church, this church, that church, all those are religions.
Yeah.
Church is not founded or based on a religion. It's based on the book.
Look, y'all must be all the way to a whole different side of the house now. Well, how y'all get way over?
Hey, I didn't do that, but I mean, you know, if we could go from talking about homosexuality to the Bible, that's fine. And you
know,
if someone finds fault with that, then you know, I rebuke you, Satan.
You know what? Everything goes back to the Bible. Every time everybody's talking about their own personal philosophies, we don't realize how brainwashed we are from our parents, from society, which always goes back to the Christian Bible. Always.
Hmm.
Wow, that's one common denominator that we can agree upon.
Our morality is based upon the puritanical precepts in the Bible.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
What have you ever been involved in any church growing up, anything?
Well, I did my research with the Catholicism. I know people who were Catholics, but outside of that,
no.
I don't know about Mormons or Jews.
Go ahead, Vernon.
Yeah, when you grew up, were you affiliated with any type of church, anything?
No.
Any form of religion? No form of religion at all?
Mm-hmm. No.
But there you have it. It wasn't put in you from the beginning, so, you know.
There I go, is right, because everybody else is. Everybody else is going to go to the Bible, go to this proverb, go to this verse.
Hey, I can only say this. I can only say this. Go straight to the Bible. Forget about what...
you know why you're into the Bible? Because you're born here in the Western industrialized society. If you were born over in the Middle East, you'd be a believer of Muslim and whatever else.
That's not always true.
Well, let me talk
not always true.
Okay, who got the noise?
It's the same
one. I don't know what the noise is.
Shit.
I think it's
Renee. Every time she comes on the line, she brings this
shit. Look, I am here in the privacy of my house with no noise at all, so don't be blaming that on me.
Right. Her mouth rattling off.
And just because I'm quiet doesn't mean I'm not hearing what you're saying, Mr. Joe.
Well, I know you're around, Renee. I mean, you're only here about 2 minutes
here.
Ago.
Oh, I'm definitely here.
Renee.
Yes.
Okay, I forgot the woman's on here. How do you handle...
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
I really can't hear you. No.
Yeah, that noise is drowning you out.
Not anymore.
No.
Wait, that was said. Go ahead.
Okay, Renee, how do you, because we heard how men handle men that's gay. A woman that is a lesbian, how do you feel towards being in her presence? Just being around, you know she's a lesbian. How do you feel about it?
I don't have a problem being in her presence. I don't think if she hits on me, she might get socked in the jaw. But
I'm just saying, you know she's a lesbian. Y'all work together, you know, communicate everything about being in a relationship with her. She's just random conversation about things.
Mm-hmm. That? Ain't going down like that. Mm-hmm.
Good point. There you go. Renee. Good point.
Not gonna go
you
down.
Don't want to be around her. You don't want to be around her.
No, I don't. What do I need to be around her for?
Suppose you and she are good friends, or you become good friends, and you'd like to go out for either a lunch or for after dinner drink.
We will not be good friends. We don't have anything in common.
Okay.
We will not be good friends.
Okay.
I don't have – look, the bottom line is this. I don't have to agree with her lifestyle. And by agreeing with her lifestyle means that I don't have to have anything to do with her. I don't have to talk to her. I don't have to be rude to her. But I don't really have to have anything to do with her. At all. So I will
based
not be friends with her. I will not be friendly. We will not be having coffee. We will not be going out drinking. We will not be socializing because we live in two different worlds.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I want to make it perfectly clear. I don't have to say anything to her about her lifestyle. She does not have to say anything to me about my lifestyle. And we can go our separate way. Niceties set aside. We can do what we do separately. I don't have to have her as a friend. There's no reason for me to be friends with her. None.
Good point. See, everything she just said, I just said a little more harsh. Same thing.
No, it was about the same. I mean, because of what y'all are saying, it sounds like, you know, I can just come off and be like, you know what? I don't like white people. I don't want white people around me, which is not true. We ain't got nothing in common. We ain't got to be friends. I won't have nothing to do with it. We ain't going out for beers.
How the hell does a race someone born with have to do with their sexuality? That's what I keep getting confused.
I don't think it has anything to do with it. Because you
not
can
a
be
dang
gay.
Thing.
No, that's a good analogy.
And it has
because
nothing to do with
white,
anything.
Look, white people have subjected black people to slavery and to untold
Why do we have to keep going back to the god dang slavery, man?
Gay
come
people,
on.
I agree.
Black people always bring it up. Now I want to bring it up.
I don't think it has anything to do with it.
I'm just trying to find out the thought process.
Whether you're homosexual or not.
Go ahead, Renee.
I don't think it has anything to do with it. I don't think your color dictates who you're going to be or what you're going to be. I think if you choose to live that lifestyle, and
that's
I believe
knight in shining
choice,
armor.
No, I believe it's a choice.
Not you.
I don't believe. I don't. Whatever. I don't think that it has anything to do with anything. I think that you need to just be open-minded and just believe in what you believe in. And if you don't want to be around homosexuals, you don't have to be around homosexuals. It doesn't mean that you're...
How can you say open-minded and don't want to be around people in the same
sense? Don't force that. Why are you trying to force that bullshit?
I'm not trying to. I'm trying to find out why people are making a big deal out of something when they're not even going
to
be associated with people.
I'm not going to be rude to anybody. I'm not going to be ugly to them for any reason because I go back to what I said before. I hate the sin, but I love the sinner. The person is different from the activities that they're choosing to do. I can have business with them. I can have business dealings with them. I don't have to socialize with them. I don't have to make them not my BFF. I don't have to do that. It's a business situation. I can handle the business situation, transaction, move forward. And that's just as simple as it can be. I don't have to make them my best friend, move them into my house, and have them at my table every day. It's unnecessary.
I just asked a simple question. I didn't say anything about relationships, about friends hanging out. What is your comfort level being around a woman who is lesbian?
I'm very comfortable around them because if they hit on me, they're going to get socked in the jaw. That's what I just said. I don't have a problem being around them. I choose not to be. That's my personal choice.
Let's put it this way. We already know lesbians, period, they are more aggressive than the gay men. We already know this.
Yes, they are.
Yes, I mean, they are.
It's no secret. They'll tell you that. Oh, they see it. They catch you. They're going to go after you. It's no doubt about it. So that's a whole different can right
Renee,
there.
Renee, you ever been hit on?
I have.
Lord.
Well, why not? You brought it up
earlier. I have. No, I have.
Okay, Frank.
And
you ever been hit on, Joe?
Who, me?
I thought that was covered.
Yeah.
I remember years ago,
guy was really friendly towards me. Yeah.
What's funny to me,
but
all of the homosexual gay men on this planet, not one has ever tried to hit on me. Interesting.
I'm sorry.
That's
just interesting. What I'm trying to say, my point is, just because men are gay, and I acknowledge and I understand, just because they're gay, that don't mean they're going to be interested in me.
Well, I guess you would have to say, depends on what position you put yourself in, if you're dealing with those type of people. You know, if you present yourself as being receptive to that, then yes, of course they're going to hit on you. But if you know, you get the perception that you're not dealing with that, then no.
I don't know about that, Eric.
No, I think it's how you carry yourself. It's also how you carry yourself. I mean, if you carry yourself that you're putting yourself in a situation where you're surrounded by a lot of gays and lesbians, you're in this bars or you're in the situations where there are a lot of gays and lesbians around you, naturally, they may feel that you may be gay or yourself.
Oh, you're in a gay bar.
Well, hey.
That's just like,
gay
if
people
I go
to gay bars, they have gay friends.
Okay, that's
how
can you say that? That's just like me, again, going to, because there are different lifestyles and different music that black and white people listen to. If I go into an all-country, western, white, mostly white people that's in it, does that mean that I like country, western music?
You might.
No.
Yeah, most likely. If you're going to a country bar and you're going there, you're most likely liking country music. If you're going to a gay bar, it might be that you might swing both ways. I mean, you have men that put themselves in situations of being straight, completely straight. They put themselves, surround themselves with all straight men, but under the line, under the table, they're really swinging both ways. They don't let people know that until it's a little too late. Otherwise, we wouldn't have millions of women that have AIDS out there today because their spouses gave them
something.
So don't sit there and tell me that it doesn't happen, because it happens every day. All we have to do is at the great day.
So
there's a lot of men down there on the down low. Come on.
We talked about that.
All right, so the AIDS epidemic is because of the gay community?
A lot of y'all are
that just may be true, though.
It's more from the men on the down low than the actual gay people.
Right.
That's gay.
No matter what it is, they may feel that they're not able to come out, or they don't want to be put in that category of losing all their family because they're gay.
That's gay. If you're married because you just don't want
to. No, there's men that marry women all the time. They marry women all the time to stay safe. Come on.
That's what I'm
saying. If y'all remember, we were talking about the episode of Law and Order where they had them guys on there. We were talking about that one time. They had the guys started out, one attorney, a white guy, wind up dead. They come to find out all these guys that were big-time professionals, attorneys, and one guy was the hero of the town because he played college football and got hurt and, you know, still stayed around and got a big-time job or whatever. And he wound up, you know, going both ways, and people didn't know it. Those guys would wind up, I think, every Tuesday having what they call poker night, and they were going having sex with each other.
Oh, there was poker night, huh? It was poker night.
What about the basketball player? I don't know his name.
Yeah.
What about the basketball player? He's been straight all this time, and now he just comes out, and he's been dating a girl for 13, 14 years, wasting her time? Come on.
That's disgusting.
Get on the town all the time. I'm not playing with y'all living on.
Yeah, the guy's gay. That's different.
That's what I'm getting ready to say. I think that's a lot of that is going on in Hollywood. You know?
Oh, in Hollywood? Oh, shit. I would bet you at least 25% of the people in Hollywood and in Congress are fucking gay.
Yeah. No, I'm about to.
There's no real men in Hollywood. I mean, if it is, it's just a handful. I mean, Dave Chappelle, I give him credit. But other than that, you don't have many. You know, what's the guy's name that's very popular? Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart
right.
put it out there. I'll never wear the dress. I'm never wearing the dress. I'm not putting the dress on. He wound up putting the dress on.
But if you notice, the people that is not in that lifestyle, you don't hear much of them no more. The media.
Oh, no, you're not going to hear much about them. You're not going to hear much about them because they didn't buy into it.
They having a problem getting movie deals now, and, you know.
They didn't buy into the ritual.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, Kevin Hart said, I'll be there. I'm not wearing no dress. Next thing you know,
he got a dress on. Charles Barkley, he didn't have any money, so, hey, he was going to do anything to stay relevant. You know, he pissed all his money away. Yeah. You know, me, I'd just be poor. Hell with it.
You know, once again, now I'm not making an excuse for that, but once again, it goes back to the slavery analogy. It's easy to say that when you're on this side of the table, but you never know how you're really going to act when you get on the other side. I mean, I'm not saying that you would, but I'm just saying, you know, it's like a blanket statement now because you're where you are. But if you were on the other side, you couldn't say what you would or wouldn't do because you just don't know.
Well said.
Mr. Talk, I don't
what?
Man. I guess for some guys, you know, but, I mean, you know, it's just some places I can't go, bro.
Well, I understand what you're saying.
You had a choice.
You know, that's like me walking around here saying, man, they would have hit me with a damn whip back in the day. I would have bust his ass. Yeah, right. Sure, I would have. You know, I've been right there.
They had some that fought back in the day.
You're right.
Me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with
exactly.
that. Yeah.
But
let's get away from this. How about right nowadays when I'm a libertarian. When libertarians or the conservatives, liberals, they say, well, you know what, if the government gets really oppressive against us, we can go shoulder to shoulder in the streets and start firing back and, you know, and fight for our rights.
Bullshit. They're not going to do that.
I told one guy a few months ago, I said, you know what's going to happen to you? You know, I said to them, and I wasn't trying to be, you know, really nice either. I said, fucking SWAT team will come to your house. You will shit in your pants. They will throw you down on the ground, and you're going to be begging not to be fucking hit in the head.
Yeah.
Because fear is fear. I'm going to tell you something right now. Some fucking cop pull a gun and point it at my head. I'm shitting. I don't know whether to shit or not shit.
Right. It's like, I'm constipated.
Really?
I was. Wow. I had that happen to me before already, Joe, and I didn't shit. Pardon.
Well, then you. Okay, well, I wouldn't know whether to shit or not shit. You chose not
right.
to.
Right. You chose not to.
Well.
No.
Logan rebellious, man.
If I'm right, absolutely. If I'm right, you damn right I am. Hey,
well,
bro, you ought to go be a man.
Look, that's like I was saying at the beginning of the show.
I'm
that's
saying
like
now,
say
he put a 45 to my head. I'm not fucking Mel
like
Gibson.
Said,
I'm not fucking
like,
a Hollywood hero.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, it's like this. You got to choose your battles. Some battles you choose,
absolutely.
And some battles you let go and leave them the hell alone. That's part
absolutely.
Of being a man. You know, you just don't go out willy-nilly or jumping on everything. Because once
right.
you put your ass. And you ain't got no backup, then you just out there in the wind.
Right. It's either the first time, I ain't mean to cut you out, but the first time you allow somebody to handle you like that, they going to do it anytime they see you if they want to.
Mm. Oh, I'm not
and,
saying
you know,
the wrong people
Vernon,
wouldn't do it. I'm just saying
I
can see myself with a 45 to my head going, hands up.
Mm-hmm. Well, Vernon knows exactly what I'm talking about. So, I didn't shit my pants. I grabbed my nuts.
Okay.
Well,
and I manned up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're
right. You got to pick and choose your battle. You're right.
Sometimes I wonder about my cousin, man. You know what I mean? I'm serious, man. I really believe that, you know, when he feel like he in the right situation, you know, He'll take the death, man.
Well,
that's
you know,
it.
A lot of people.
I came
out
of
I think it's when you two were kids and you dropped that rock on his head.
Yeah. he was crying. That was for Uncle Sam. Hey, that was for Uncle Sam sending him to Baghdad.
You know, but there are people who will take the bullet, and there are people who. But see, it's the people who talk about, well, I'm going to be out in the street, like as if they never knew fear. You know, as if everything is a Hollywood fucking game. It's not Hollywood.
No, it's not how.
And this is something I wanted to say in my tonight. I wanted to say something in my last 5 minutes before the show ends, when Eric gave me time, because usually I don't say anything,
mm-hmm.
but I'll say it in my last 5 minutes. But the thing is that we gotta be very careful with what's happening in America. I'll wait till the last 5 minutes. But the thing is, we don't know what we're going to do until we're there. Now, Lo, if you've been in that situation and you knew what happened and you did what you did, cool. Me, I haven't been in that situation yet, and I'm thinking, 45, head, pull the trigger, I'm dead, hands up, handcuff me.
You only going to live one time.
Yep.
And if you're dead and the sun's going to eat you, you ain't going to know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, you know what? Here's the thing about that, too. And that's what I think, this is where Americans and the rest of the world differ. The rest of the world don't mind dying for what they believe in. They have no problem
Absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We going to do everything we can to stay alive. If that means we got to give somebody up, we giving them up, because I'd be damned. You know what I mean? And maybe, you know, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but I'm not saying it's a bad thing either. Depends on the circumstances. That's all I'm saying.
And we don't know what we're like.
Right.
Most of us don't know what we're like under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. And I can tell you this, Mr. Talk.
I know how you. I am.
If we would have been talking about your son instead of Trayvon Jackson, Zimmerman would be dead right now.
That's probably for sure.
I know I'm
right.
I know I'm right.
Yeah.
Now Trayvon Martin daddy decided to go a different way on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doing what he feel he can do, what he feels is right for him. Now you or I or any man on this line, I hope. No, Zimmerman, we wouldn't even be worried about all that court shit. That would have been, you know, a waste of time. What, court for a dead man? Yeah. Tell them what it is. Shit. Man,
well,
hey, like I said, I have an umbrella. And Vernon's children fall under my umbrella. If you fuck over my cousins like that, it don't matter. I'm grown. My life is pretty much set the way it's going to be unless something catastrophic happens. That's just me. And all family used to be that way when they lived close to each other.
You're right. You sure are.
It's all up until, you know, you got somebody in Phoenix and somebody in Washington and somebody in Alabama. The family's so spread out to the point where, you know, okay, well, we just going to go home every now and then, or when somebody's to the point of death, only then, as opposed to, you know, the whole family getting together almost every week or every other weekend, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just how it go, bro.
All right, y'all. Well, we're going to end it right there. I don't know what tomorrow's show is going to be. I'm trying to get some guests on the show. That's why I don't know what it's going to be about. But hopefully I'm going to get some financial stuff going tomorrow. But I'll let y'all know. At least I'll be on the air, damn it. Okay?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to put it that way. Whatever, Joe.
Yeah, right.
We're going to start calling you Electro Man. You taking Michael's spot.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. That man. Anyway, like I always do, I'm going to give y'all your last 5 minutes. And we're going to start with the man to be in the hospital, the doctor all day. Go ahead, Mr. Lowe.
Oh, man. I don't have much to say, but, Joe, I'm not old enough to get a man's finger up my ass just yet. But anyway, I've enjoyed the show. I listened the entire time. So, hey, good show, fellas and ladies. Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, sir, appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow. Well, I'll see you in a few minutes online, because I know you're going to hit me up. All right. Later. All right, Chris, your turn, man.
I just think people just shouldn't judge a book by its cover. The old saying has how it goes, you know, because
mm-hmm.
person you hate or don't want to be around or you feel uncomfortable with may be the person that may be able to save your life or change your life around financially or spiritually.
All right. That makes sense. Thank you, sir. See you tomorrow. Let's
right.
see if we can get Sid on the line here. Sid, are you there? Sid? Going once? Going twice? I guess Sid playing with the doggies. All right, Miss Renee.
Well, all I have to say is surround yourself with people that you can trust and that you want to be around. You don't have to be around people that don't hold your interest too much. And, you know, good talk to y'all. And I'll see you all tomorrow.
Goodbye.
All right. Thank you, Renee. All right, Vernon.
Oh, I ain't got much to say, Eric. Good show, man. I think I got a feeling I know why my cousin's so hard on the gay people today. After dealing with that doctor in that glove all day.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh,
he gonna get you. He gonna get you for that one. He gonna get you for that one.
Hey, I'm gonna get on out of here. Y'all take care. Good show, Eric.
All right, Bert. Wow. Man, now that one was funny. Go ahead, Joe. Will you get for this last one? Go ahead.
That tickled the shit out of me.
Oh,
oh,
wow.
Fuck.
That was the way to end it, wasn't it?
Well, it was my turn. Okay.
Yeah, it's your turn.
All right. Here's something I want, and I wanted to be serious. People, we really have to wake up to what's happening here in America, because we got the Fourth Amendment being bent with swabbing our the inside of our cheeks. You don't even have to be at a traffic stop. We've got the IRS targeting people. We've got fucking drones that are circling different towns now, which will spread out and circle your town, be following you down the street. People, we are in Russia now. We have Skynet with the drones. Skynet, like in the Terminator. We have the Minority Report, like in Thought Crimes. We have the one with Gene Hackman and Will Smith, the enemy of the state, where people with the government can take a look at you in real time, find out what bills you've paid, where you've been the last 5 minutes, who paid your utility bill, how much it costs, how much energy you're using, where you've been last Friday, and predict your behavior from then on. People, okay, we got to do more than just wake up. You got to be scared. Because if you're not scared, you're going to continue down the road to where you will be killed by the government. So that's my word for the day.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. That's pretty deep for you, Joe. All right.
Man, we touched upon a good subject today. I hope we go on it again, because this is really serious what's been happening the past few days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we will. You can believe that one way or another. All right. See you tomorrow.
All right. See you.
All right. All right, y'all. Wow. I want to thank the panel, the crew that called in today. Yeah, my crew. And that's right, Renee is part of the crew, for you, in case y'all didn't know. So pay Renee her respects. Anyway, great show today. You know, I don't have much to say, man. I think if you add up everything the crew said today and as their last statements, you got a whole lot right there to deal with and to think about. You know, I'm not up to weather right now, so I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. You know, only thing I got to say is, and I'm going to be easy, I'm going to use the quote of the day. But before I go there, just remember, if you want to leave any messages, any suggestions for a topic on the show, just send me an email at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or stop by my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson, at facebook.com. Give me a friend request or leave a comment. Let me know how you like the show. Also, it's a good show, man. I tell you, I didn't know how it was going to go, because I really ain't doing too well right now. But it's a good show. And, you know, it's amazing at the knowledge and the things you learn and the gifts that people give you just by listening to them talk. They may not realize that it's a gift they're giving you. But once you sit back and you think about what was said and how it was said in context, you realize that sometimes there's a gift waiting for you. If you just take your time, be patient, and listen, it's there. It's there. I say gift, some will call it a blessing. However you look at it. You know, sometimes it does pay just to sit back, shut up, and listen. Wow, I had the last word after all, huh? Imagine that. All right, y'all. Well, look, it's simple. Like I said, I'm going to say the quote of the day, because I love this quote. Work like you don't need money, love like you've never been hurt, and dance like no one's watching. Until then, y'all,
tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 4 Pacific. Hopefully we can get Skype to act like it's supposed to, and we won't be late coming on. Keep smiling. Show appreciation. You'd be surprised at the appreciation you get shown back. And don't forget to forgive with an open heart. But before you do, make sure your heart is clean and you've forgiven yourself first. All right? Until tomorrow, y'all have a good one. Enjoy. Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye. I'm out of here.